Kink in touch.
Kink in touch with Jasper.
From the Wombats, thanks for joining me today on the show. The album is released last Friday. Fix Yourself, Not the World. How is it to have it finally out in the world?
Yeah, I mean, it's always like, I don't know. It's always a bit strange when you first like release an album and, you know, like you kind of like a big, you know, and sure, like you obviously love what you made and what you put out, but obviously like what do people think about it? You know, how is it going to be received live or, you know, so it's always a bit exciting and a bit fearsome as well, I suppose, in a way. But yeah, we've been doing some like some smaller shows here in the UK this week, and it's been really it's been really great to see people like picking up on lyrics, even if they haven't heard the songs before. You know, they kind of like they hear a lyric and it comes again. The next time it comes, they sing along. So it's really cool.
And that's the best way to try out an album, right?
Yeah, it's a great way because we actually play in the whole thing from, you know, the first track till the last track in the right order. So we never really done that before. So that's been really fun. Really, really good fun. So.
And then after this, you're going to do the Greatest Hits tour, right?
Yes, that's the plan. Yeah, that should also be fun. Of course, it's five albums and there's a lot of songs that needs to be, you know, to be fitted into the live set. But yeah, we just can't wait to go back to Europe and to Netherlands, of course.
Finally, yeah.
I just realized that we're playing Amsterdam on the 17th of May, which is the National Day of Norway.
Oh, you know, really?
It's like a big celebration in Norway, yeah.
How do you celebrate it normally?
It's a big parade. And where it's you know, with the Norwegian flags, and we have like nice food, and you have like a little mimosa with your breakfast, you know, and then you keep on drinking throughout the day. it's a bit of a party, to be honest.
I will bring my Norwegian flag to your show in Amsterdam, right? to enjoy that day.
Yeah, can you bring some mimosas as well, please?
I bring everything you need that day.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
In the UK as well, you're going to start that Greatest Hits show. What should be the greatest hit of this new album for yourself, personally?
Oh, that is a very difficult question. I often end up, like, you know, like, falling in love with the track star, sort of, like, maybe not the biggest hits on the album.
Yeah.
Often, but it's... that doesn't count for us necessarily. That counts for any artist I listen to, so it's impossible to say, but I'm just really proud of the whole thing, to be honest. I feel like we really been experimenting and had a lot of fun exploring sort of new styles and sounds and maybe like territories we haven't really touched upon before as a band. So yeah,
in touch with
I'm forever locking myself in the glass of your ear.
Afgelopen vrijdag is een nieuwe album uitgekomen van The Wombats. Album 7, Fix Yourself, Not The World. Very special guest on the show tonight. It's Stort from The Wombats. And this album for you guys was completely different to make, because you're right here in front of me via Zoom. That's the way this album kind of is made, right? How was it to do that digitally?
Yeah, it was a strange experience. It was kind of like... It was nice because it made the process completely different. Because like often when you do like, okay, it's the same cycle, you know, like you finish touring and you get back, you know, it's the right thing and blah, 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 you know, then how we do it had to be changed because of the pandemic and the fact that we were in different places. So I guess we just got our heads down and we just have to figure a way of doing this. So there was a lot of Zoom calls to kind of like... First to plan and then to sort of like execute the whole process. I actually managed to get to London for big parts of the album, but just to arrive to a lockdown in London as well. So we're basically in a bubble and just like stuck in a studio for a month which was pretty intense, but it was also like really nice. Like there was no distractions. No one could come and visit us in the studio. There was no restaurants open. You know, everything was just closed. So, which means that we just had to do a lot of cooking. And we were lucky enough to have like the producer's wife came in and made some dinners for us as well. She's a really good chef. So it was a nice experience. The only like really bad thing was that Merv wasn't able to be there with us because between the UK and America, it was difficult to get the traveling sorted. So, but yeah, we managed to do it anyway. And we will always remember this album as the lockdown album, of course.
How did it work with the time zone? Because LA is a totally different time zone than the UK.
Yeah, so we ended up not working at the same time, of course. We will do drums and bass in London till about 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, and then Murph and the engineer that he was working with will log on to Zoom, and then we will talk about what we've done, and then we will just send over what we've been doing all day, talk about what they were planning on doing, and then they will just take it on from there, and we will just go to bed, and they will record out throughout the night. So in a way, you kind of get more hours. It's like you get like a longer day, and
yeah,
it's more effective way if you got a plan. But obviously, maybe stuff were recorded that went, oh, I'm not sure about that, you know, because you're not there to actually talk about it and agree on certain things. So sometimes you have to do numerous things again. So I think overall, I think it probably took around the same time as it will do in a normal sort of process.
But it must be so good to be as a band together in a room now, to do the thing you love, to play shows, to see each other again. How do you feel about 2022, the new shows?
Yeah, I'm really excited, really excited. And yeah, I mean, fingers crossed everything goes ahead, of course. But it feels very positive, and everyone seems to be getting on board with this. Just can't wait to do it, really, and continue to do it and feel some sort of normality again, I suppose, after all that time.
Because you've been around in this band. The band is together since 2006, 2007, the first songs, the first album. It's now such a long time you do this.
Yeah, 2003 we formed as a band. So we will be coming up to our 20th anniversary in 2023.
That will be the year of the Wombats.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Will it be a big celebration of something? Are you planning on something for that year?
We haven't been thinking that far ahead, but I'm sure there will be something happening for it, for sure.
Maybe the extension of the Greatest Hits show.
Yeah, or just bring back some old classics, which has ever heard. I don't know. It'd be cool to do like all the EPs that we kind of like made before we even released the first album, but it won't happen. I mean, it sounds like fun, but to actually go through with it and to do it, I don't think that will happen. But you know, we'll find something to do for it, for sure.
Let's go for that, and then we can wait for the show in Amsterdam on the 17th of May. You see me in the audience with the big Norwegian flag, and then we're going to drink some beer.
That sounds like a plan.
The Wombats! Dit is een van de nieuwe tracks van het album Fix Yourself, Not the World. Misschien wel een van de leukste. Dit is Don't Poke the Bear.
Dit was een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en radio, check kink.nl.